On to the next verse. The wise inherit honor, but fools, he, that is God, holds up to shame. A fool, again, you look at the end, and they seem to, instead of being honored, they are full, they are always ashamed. Even if they don't feel the shame, everybody else kind of feels the shame. Penalties are prepared for mockers and beatings for the backs of fools. A whip for the horse, a halter for the donkey, and a rod for the backs of fools. A rebuke impresses a man of discernment more than 100 lashes of fool. The end of a fool is to be beaten. Now, we don't beat people with rods or whips or lashes. Maybe people would learn faster if we did. But even if we don't, life will. And foolishness is just going to, life is just going to beat you up if you maintain your stupidity. I told you this was politically very incorrect. What is not proper for a stupid person? Proverbs 17:16, of what use is money in the hand of a fool, since he has no desire to get wisdom? What he's saying here is, why do you give money to a fool to pay to go to school when he doesn't want to learn? Very politically incorrect. But those of you who have worked in school and those of you who have dealt with children who don't want to be there and who don't want to learn, they not only don't, but they make it very difficult for everyone else. So we have this little proverb. Why do we put money in the hand of a fool when there is no desire to learn? It is not fitting for a fool to live in luxury. Proverbs 26:1, like snow in summer or rain in harvest, honor is not fitting for a fool. Snow on the 4th of July, anybody? Doesn't match, even in North Dakota, where we only had two seasons, we had winter and the 4th of July. All right. Rain and harvest. It happens, but who likes it? Fritz, was that a good thing when it was rain and harvest? No. Honor is not fitting for a fool. The prescription for stupid people. You who are simple gain prudence. You who are foolish gain understanding. As another translation put it, you who are foolish pay attention. Next, we have advice for those who encounter stupid people. I hope that's us. Proverbs 14:7. Stay away from a foolish man, for you will not find knowledge on his lips. I remember my mother. She was a very kind person. And one of her sayings was, everybody has something that they can teach you. So pay attention to even the most humble and lowly of people. Well, there are some wise people who are humble and lowly, but there are also, according to this, there are some people that no matter how much you listen to them, there is nothing there to learn. So stay away from them. The next one, he who walks with the wise grows wise, but a companion of fools suffers harm. Again, it's politically very incorrect to be choosy about who you hang out with. I'll never forget Howard Hendricks. He had a saying, he said, I'll travel across the country to be with somebody who is wise, intelligent, and is willing to give me their time. He said, but I will leave town if a fool who wants to waste my time is coming over. And he was a pretty smart man. Proverbs 17:12. Better to meet a bear robbed of her cubs than a fool in his folly. Now, some people would say that if you pay attention to this, you won't be a very friendly person. So you have to decide, am I going to do what the Word of God says, or am I going to listen to what people say about how I should act and how friendly I ought to be? If the Bible says, better to meet a bear robbed of her cubs, does everybody understand what that means? Mean, right? Don't get between a bear and her cub. You're in better shape if you do that than if you encounter a fool who's trying to sell you the Brooklyn Bridge because he bought it yesterday. Proverbs 23:9, do not speak to a fool, for he will scorn the wisdom of your words. I don't know how many times somebody has come to me and says, Pastor, I need some advice. Can I talk to you? Yeah, I'd be glad to give you a little bit of time. And they tell me, and then I say, well, I think I understand your situation this way, and I think you should do this. I can't do that. Well, why not? Well, that's too hard. Besides, I don't even think that's right. And I'll say, well, you're the one who came here for advice. Well, when they leave, I put a little note there. The next time this person wants advice, you are always busy. Do not answer a fool according to his folly, or you will be like him yourself. I think politicians are just in a terrible, terrible situation where most of the time they are talking to people who want something, and they end up saying things, crazy things. Then there's the other time when you answer a fool according to his folly, or he will be wise in his own eyes. Sometimes you have to just enter right in to the foolishness, to try to get this person to see how foolish their course of action is. Like cutting off one's feet or drinking violence is the sending of a message by the hand of a fool. That's pretty severe. Cutting off one's feet or drinking violence is the sending of a message by the hand of a fool. If you get a fool and you give them a message to deliver on your behalf, he says you might as well cut off your feet or drink violence. Like a lame man's legs that hang limp is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. Every once in a while, someone will want to tell me something that they heard. And it's sort of like listening to a child. And they'll go, I went to a meeting and you know what? No, what? Well, I heard something. You heard something? Yes, yes, I heard something. Well, what did you hear? I heard a joke. Oh, you heard a joke. Yes, I heard a joke. Do you want to tell me your joke? Yes, I want to tell you my joke. You just know that you have to laugh because it's not going to be funny. There are some people who are foolish. And then when you don't laugh, they say, I guess you had to be there. Well, I guess you did. This is the one I really like. Like tying a stone in a sling is the giving of honor to a fool. I was teaching on this verse with Diamond. And the person says, he read that and he read it again and he read it again and he read it again. He says, you don't tie a stone in your sling. All you'll do is hit yourself in the head. And I go, I think that's the point. As a sling is supposed to be loose, and you swing it over your head and release it, the missile goes wherever you point it. But he says it's like taking the rock in the sling and tying it up so that it can't go anywhere except hit you in the head. It's giving honor to a fool. Like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. The picture that's painted here. When Audrey and I were in Germany, they have very, very strict rules about drinking and driving. And yet in Germany, we were there in the fall, and they have these beer festivals and these new wine festivals. And you see people walking to these festivals by just huge crowds of people walking because you're not going to drive away from this festival because the police are just sitting right there, and every car that goes by, they're going to pull you over. I remember we were leaving one of these festivals, and we'd enjoyed a little bit of the libation. But there was one guy who was walking home. I was sure he wasn't going to make it. I mean, he was stumbling and bumbling, and he fell down. And he fell down, and it was outside of the grounds, and there were these thorn bushes in the field. And he fell, and you just watched him. And he fell. And when you fall, you put your hands out. And he hit that thorn bush. Well, if you're drunk enough, you just look at your hand. And you see the blood. And, you know, it's registering somewhere that you're hurt. But you really can't feel it. So he says, like a thorn bush in a drunkard's hand is a proverb in the mouth of a fool. I got the thorn bush in my hand, but I don't know what to do with it. And our last verse, like an archer who wounds at random is he who hires a fool or any passerby. You don't have guns, you have bows and arrows. Those are the long-range weapons of that day. And I remember my dad, when he was teaching us how to shoot, he would, the first thing he taught us, he said, whether the gun's loaded or unloaded, even if the barrel and the whole gun is taken apart for cleaning, you do not point that barrel at anybody. And I had a friend named Wayne Stebor. And he wanted to go shooting with us because his dad wouldn't take him shooting. And I asked him, I said, do you know how to handle guns? He said, oh, yes, I do. And we were out shooting. And every time we gave him the rifle, he'd kind of hold it like this and just twirl around. Until my dad said, "We're going home." He took the gun away from him and he told us when we got home, "Don't ever tell him when we're going shooting again." Like an archer who wounds at random. Meaning, if you don't know what you're aiming for, and you're just hitting whatever's out there, it's the same thing as if you hire a fool.